StarCorp just dropped some big news yesterday. They finalized a 10-year lease for the Tortilla project in Mexico. Robert, congratulations. This sounds like a major step forward for StarCorp. Let's get right into it. Tell us what this lease is all about.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be back, and great news that you're an investor. That's fantastic.
You had me last time. You had me last time.
Great. It is big news for us because it's the finalization of an agreement that we've been working on for 3 or 4 months. We've actually been working on the property for about 6 months. The geologists are there. They go to work every day. We've established a camp. So it's a property we're excited about because it's a historical district of primarily silver, and the grades are high. There's other minerals associated. The gold is there, not very high numbers in gold, but it's an exciting area which has had no modern exploration. It hasn't been touched in, 100 years, basically, and definitely no science has been applied. So as we develop ore, we'll put the ore in trucks and ship it over to San Martin. We'll be using our excess capacity in the mill and our two circuits that we have, one for oxide and one for carbonaceous ore, and that allows us to treat from the new mine from La Tortilla as well. And so that for us is very exciting as well. November, I think 17th is our target date to file our environmental permits. Now, this is a very important factor. The fact that we're not processing on the project, it allows us to permit much quicker. It allows us to permit, we expect, by March. And the area is in need of economic injection. The people need work, they need jobs in the area. So that allows us to apply, I wouldn't say pressure, but to apply to the government to rapidly look at this because we want to give impact, financial impact by investing, by employing people in the area.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Natural Resource Stocks. I'm Steve Yang. I've got a special guest with me, Robert Eady, CEO of StarCorp International Mines. Disclosure, I am an investor in StarCorp International Mines. I bought them on the open market, just like you. StarCorp is also a sponsor of Natural Resource Stocks. Nothing in this interview is investment advice, so please do your own due diligence. But StarCorp just dropped some big news yesterday. They finalized a 10-year lease for the Tortilla project in Mexico. Robert, congratulations. This sounds like a major step forward for StarCorp. Let's get right into it. Tell us what this lease is all about.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be back, and great news that you're an investor. That's fantastic.
You had me last time. You had me last time.
Great. It is big news for us because it's the finalization of an agreement that we've been working on for 3 or 4 months. We've actually been working on the property for about 6 months. The geologists are there. They go to work every day. We've established a camp. So it's a property we're excited about because it's a historical district of primarily silver, and the grades are high. There's other minerals associated. The gold is there, not very high numbers in gold, but it's an exciting area which has had no modern exploration. It hasn't been touched in, 100 years, basically, and definitely no science has been applied. So for us, it's very exciting. And then to really get down to the nuts and bolts, why is it exciting? A, the district is historical and it's very interesting because of what that they mined in the past, and that there's another mine 5 kilometers away, and it's 2 hours away from our existing infrastructure. So as we develop ore, we'll put the ore in trucks and ship it over to San Martin. We'll be using our excess capacity in the mill and our two circuits that we have, one for oxide and one for carbonaceous ore, and that allows us to treat from the new mine from La Tortilla as well. And so that for us is very exciting as well. November, I think 17th is our target date to file our environmental permits. Now, this is a very important factor. The fact that we're not processing on the project, it allows us to permit much quicker. It allows us to permit, we expect, by March. And the area is in need of economic injection. The people need work, they need jobs in the area. So that allows us to apply, I wouldn't say pressure, but apply to the government to rapidly look at this, because we want to give impact, financial impact, by investing, by employing people in the area. And in Mexico, there is a part of the mining clause or the mining code that has that in it. You know, if you're in an area which needs economic input, the government might look at that quicker than something else. So that being anticipating that, we expect by March we should be up and running, and we'll be able to ship ore straight away. The geologists have identified there's an old adit there, which we're going to rehabilitate, and they've identified where that we can start shipping ore. We expect to ship, I would say starting maybe 50 tons a day, and growing from that up to the 200 tons a day, which is our target.
So, love to, since you're talking about it now, if you can, so what's the timeline for the 50 and the 200 from what you're looking at?
I can give you a forward-looking statement of approximate times.
Yes.
But it being mining, things take, sometimes you get lucky and they're shorter than you expect. Most of the time, it takes exactly what you expect or a little bit longer. So I would say by April, we'll be shipping the 50. By September, the fall, this time we'd be up to 100 by this time next year. And then the 100 to the 200 is quite rapid. That's less time for that. Getting started is takes a bit of time, and then growing the first stage so that you can know that you have the supply there.
Robert, what does this deal do for the cash flow for the company?
In our last interview, I made another forward-looking statement which said that, you know, our projections will allow us to net about $1.5 million a month US. And that's clear and free. So that's pretty exciting for us.
That is
very
exciting.
Exciting.
So you mentioned that you're the silver mining in the district there in Mexico. I mean, has that been done before? I mean, no deal has been made.
Well, in this area, no. But 5 kilometers down the road, there's a mine that's been in production for 30 years. It's quite, I would say, normal in Mexico that these mines stay within a family. And this is a family. And the grandfather passed away. And finally, it got to a member of the family who could make a financial decision on that he wasn't a miner and he needed to put it in the hands of miners and receive a royalty and receive a fair price for, you know, what he has. Many times you come across a historical mine or a historical district and they think it's worth, you know, $200 million US with no drill holes and, you know, no PEA, no calculations on how much ore is there. They just, you know, a geologist who was 150 years old said, yeah, you've got a lot of gold there. So, and I know I'm being funny about it, but it's true. We looked at a project near Mazatlan, which had 33,000 ounces on it. We made an offer on the project, a scaling to the price of gold, and it was for 120 million. And there's still more room with an NSR that the guy had to get more income. He said it wasn't enough. So, you know, we run into that quite often. I mean, now it's even crazier because of the price. And people think they should be paid up front. And it doesn't work that way. Investors aren't going to give us money to pay exorbitant amounts of money for a mine that we think is positive. So we finally came across somebody who, you know, had some common sense and made a deal financially, which works for them and works for us. So at the end of the day, the next in this lease, also a lease is very advantageous for us because we don't have to put up a lot of money. I think it's like $260,000 we put up in the first 6 months as a payment to the owner, and then a 2% NSR. And if we decide at any time, we can purchase the mine for $5 million and $2 million for the NSR, so a total of $7 million. So that's very attractive for us and for our investors. And that's what we're looking to continually do, is drive value on behalf of the investors.
Speaking of value for investors, this is really huge news for shareholders. What kind of impact do you think this could potentially provide value-wise for StarCore? And why should investors be excited about this next step?
Well, I believe, and I obviously am a large investor. I started the company 22 years ago. I believe this is a significant momentum shift for the company. And we, like every owner, feel that we've been undervalued for a number of years. And now we're starting to see the light of day and expose the value. And we recently completed a financing, which helps us to invest in the new mine and the existing mine. So everybody's extremely positive. And the key about the San Martin mine, which is the one that's in production now, is that it's really underdeveloped, being that we don't know where the source of the gold is. And we've had geologists down, we've had all kinds of studies down. We're reapproaching it now with a different study, a different type of measurement, scientific measurement, IP, induced polarization, to be able to guide us into our next step. So that mine keeps producing for us. It's produced for 18 and a half years. That's solid. You know, that's dependable. And by investing more money into it, developing more resources, combined with a new project, we'll probably have to spend money, you know, in the plant, which is normal maintenance. But it's going to be very exciting for the company, and that puts us into a very strong cash position. So what do you do with the cash is the next stage. Well, you could do several things. One, you could buy an additional property if you found something, which be very hard in this market because people believe that things are worth way more than they should. Or potentially you could dividend out stock. Now, I'm not saying that's what we would do, or dividend, sorry, out to shareholders, but we have done that in the past. I believe it was 2012. We had a tremendous amount of cash. We had a great run, and we made a one-time dividend out to shareholders. And that's what we're about, again, is delivering value to shareholders in any way that we can and helping the company grow. So right now we're back into that position where that the future is looking very bright for us, and we're adding into production. We don't really have to do tens of millions of dollars in production or in changes in plant. So it's very positive.
Yeah, last time I spoke with you, I was super excited. I soon became an investor myself. But I'd love to go back to the deal real quick. You've got zones identified, got the oxide zones and the sulfide zones. Can you tell me more about what you think you have there?
Well, it's a past producing mine. So we've gone into the mine in an old adit, which was done by hand. It wasn't done mechanically. And so what we're going to do is to break that open wide. And then we have an infrastructure piece, which you can put in to strengthen the adit and to give you a good entry foundation, or a foundation for the entry. So from sampling on the outside of the mine, the inside of the mine, we know we have enough to start production. What do I think we have there? Speaking with the geologists, and this is just theory, it's not tested by the drill, and you have to test with the drill to know what's there. But we think that we have a good sized silver mine. You know, how many million ounces of silver, we don't know, but the veins, we get width and we get high grade as well. And it's typical, the higher the grade, the narrower the vein. But our average, which we're using, is 550 grams for processing. And the samples that we put out in the last press release in July, and this one, we indicate and show that some of the samples are much higher. And so, but we're taking it down and being conservative, as we always are in our approach, and giving us an average. And the average is still very good. And I do expect that silver will perform exceedingly well. And once it just broke through the $50 mark, and that's more of a psychological level than anything. And, oh.
50 US.
Yes. 50 US. Not Canadian pesos.
Come on now. well, I mean, the dollar is pretty much pesos. I mean, I'm a big gold guy, so...
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm a, and I have been for a long time, you know, over 30 years. So it's, yeah, it's what's real in this world and what's not.
Robert, so my understanding of this deal is that it facilitates or reduce costs of infrastructure, so you don't have to duplicate it. Next step, what does that give you, and how far are you from getting permits and production wise, and what are we expecting here?
So Steve, when you introduce in this case another mine and using existing infrastructure, it lowers your costs across the board. It lowers G&A costs, it lowers operational costs, it across the board, it's going to bring down our costs by introducing this new mine. And as far as permitting goes, we are going to permit file by November 17th, I believe we put in the news release. And then we expect by early March or the middle of March, for example, that we'll get our permit in place. The difference is we're not processing on the site. All we're doing is removing ore and we're shipping it to San Martin where it's fully permitted. And the environmental permit that we have there is for the next 11 years.
Okay.
That's already all in place. So you're really capitalizing on existing infrastructure. Yeah. It's an ideal scenario for any mine. And mines try and do it around the world. If you can ship to somebody else's plant that has the space available and you don't have to build infrastructure, fantastic.
Better cash flow.
Yeah, better cash flow and better use of existing equipment. And use is maintenance. You know, as you're using equipment, because it's heavy duty equipment, you're maintaining it and it's running 20 hours a day. Some of this equipment really likes that. You know, the big machinery we have, we get like the manufacturer says 10,000 hours out of an engine. We get 17 to 20,000 hours out of an engine. This use is maintenance. You're constantly, you know, changing the oil, lubricating them, adjusting them. And so, yeah, it's much better than things running a little bit at a time. And right now we have excess capacity at the mine, so in the mill.
Robert, excited to continue to follow the story. I'm glad I'm on the investor side now. But before we wrap up, where can investors follow the story, the StarCore story, learn more, follow you, or stay updated on the StarCore's progress? How can they get a hold of you if they have questions?
StarCore.com is the website, www.starcore.com. And if people have questions, they can go to investor or email investor at starcore.com, and that'll come directly to me. In the website, there's a feature to sign up for news releases, and that's an excellent way because then it's automatic. You get the news releases and you stay updated, and we will update as often as we can with news releases to let people know about progress.
And Robert, where are you trading and what's your ticker?
Trading on the TSX senior board. The ticker is SAM, SAM on the TSX.
Once again, I personally am an investor in StarCore International Mines. I bought them on the open market, just like you, and StarCore is a sponsor of Natural Resource Stocks. This is not investment advice. Please do your due diligence. I personally, myself, am a believer, but this is not a star. This is not investment advice. Robert, thanks for taking the time today. Congratulations again on this milestone. Exciting times ahead for StarCore and the Tortilla Project. And to everyone watching, make sure you follow Natural Resource Stocks for more interviews like this and to keep up with relevant news releases for the StarCore website ticker. I will release it at the bottom of the interview so that you guys can follow their story. And see you guys next time. Robert, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.